I have been trying to build a personal knowledge graph for close to 8 years. It has never worked. Until now. Andrei Karpathy posted this week about using LLMs to build personal knowledge bases. He said a large fraction of his recent token throughput is going less into manipulating code and more into manipulating knowledge, stored as markdown and images. I have been a fan of voice input for years, but getting a pipeline to process it all and work across every device has been an unbelievable unlock. From there, having LLMs process and understand the linkages between notes, people, and projects streamlines everything. 8 years of failed second brains. It started around 2018. Rome Research, then Reflect, then a handful of others I won't bore you with. Each one promised networked thought. Each one worked until the network got big enough that I stopped maintaining it. The problem was never the tools. The problem was me. I would never keep up with the linking. About a year ago, I moved everything into Obsidian and started treating it as a knowledge graph instead of a note-taking app. People, companies, products, projects, meetings, voice notes, and the connections between all of them. My son says it looks like a planet when you zoom out. He's not wrong. The difference this time is that I stopped organizing it. The system does that. And it starts with my voice. Capture anywhere, connect everything. My pipeline is designed to be async. I capture thoughts on my Apple Watch, my iPhone, or my Mac using just press record. One button. I talk for as long as I need, and I press the button again. Sometimes it's 5 minutes while walking the dog. Sometimes it's 40 minutes pacing my backyard working through a business strategy. Every once in a while, my wife thinks I'm nuts because I'm talking into my Apple Watch, and she doesn't realize I'm not on a call. It reminds me of Michael Knight in Knight Rider, played by David Hasselhoff, where he talked into his watch to his computer car Kit. But I digress. The point is that you can capture notes from anywhere and let a pipeline handle them later. It also allows you to interview people, which I found to be fun. If we're talking about how to use AI at our local with friends, I will often ask if I can interview them with a series of questions using my watch. By the time I'm home, the pipeline has processed the audio, and we have either a business plan or an AI strategy document waiting for them, based on their answers. It's pretty amazing. All three devices sync through iCloud to my Mac Mini, which never sleeps. It runs a watcher process that monitors the folder around the clock. For transcription, I use Whisper.cpp on the M4 chip. No API call, no cost, about 2 minutes for a 30-minute recording. And it does something I'm proud of. It feeds every person and company name from my knowledge graph into Whisper as spelling hints, so names like Ahern or Wardwells come out right. From there, the transcript enters a pipeline running through Claude on the Mac subscription. No API charges. How the graph gets built without me. The first thing Claude does is the creative work. It reads the raw transcript, pulls the signal from the rambling, and produces a structured note with a title and category. I run this on Opus because the quality of that first interpretation sets the ceiling for everything downstream. Then comes the linking. Claude wiki-links the note against every entity in the vault. If I mentioned a person, that name becomes a clickable link to their entity file. If I referenced a project, same thing. Not because I sat down and connected things, because it happens every time I talk. Claude also extracts tasks and routes new context to the right entity pages. If I said, I need to follow up with Sarah about the pricing model, that becomes a task. About 3 months in, I typed the name of someone I hadn't spoken to in 2 years, a former colleague. I expected maybe one or two old notes. Instead, the graph surfaced 14 connections, meeting notes from 2022, a product idea we had discussed in a voice memo I had forgotten about, two other people who always appeared in the same conversations, and a project thread that connected to something I was working on right now. I sat there staring at it. It had been building context I would never have maintained manually. Not organization, memory I didn't know I had. The wake word. If during a recording I say something like, can you write a first draft of your onboarding plan based on everything we discussed this week? The pipeline detects that instruction and spawns a separate Claude session to execute it. Last Tuesday, I did this at 11 p.m. while brushing my teeth. When I opened my laptop Wednesday morning, the draft was sitting in a folder. 1,200 words pulling from 4 separate voice notes across the week. I can leave instructions for AI inside a voice recording, and they get carried out while I sleep. The moment is now. Karpathy is spending more time building knowledge bases than writing code. That tells you where we are. Obsidian is free. Whisper.cpp is open source. Claude on the max plan costs the same whether you run 0 pipelines or 50. I've been doing this for a year now, and it keeps growing. If you've always wanted a second brain, start now. It works.